The Swan Lake fire on the Kenai Peninsula continues to grow, spreading smoke around South Central. The fire has been burning since early June in the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge. This weekend, winds spread the fire within 2 miles of the Sterling Highway, and as of this afternoon, it had grown to 32,000 acres. Fire crews have stopped the progression of the fire toward the town of Sterling, but as Alaska Public Media's Abby Collins reports, travelers should expect delays on the road in the days ahead.
Smoke from the wildfire sparked by lightning in early June is making its way around South Central.
That smoke has been shifting from impacting Seward and Cooper Landing all the way to shifting up to Girdwood and Anchorage and even Talkeetna.
Cale Casey is a public information officer with the Alaska Interagency Incident Management Team. Casey says wind is determining how fast and in which direction the fire grows. He says the first priority for firefighting crews was to stop the progression of the fire toward Sterling, and Casey says that has been accomplished. He says the wildfire is impacting black spruce forests. The trees burn every 60 to 100 years and haven't done so since 1947.
On the one hand, nobody wants to smoke, but this forest, once burned, will protect Sterling for quite a long time. And that's a benefit to both the community and it's a benefit to the moose and the habitat and the refuge, because this is like a loaded gun sitting on the landscape to the east of Sterling.
Casey says efforts are now focused on the area north of the Homer Electric power line along the Sterling Highway. As the fire continues to burn and winds shift, the situation is dynamic. And Casey says travelers should be prepared for delays.
It's going to become the new normal on the Kenai until we have this fire under control, that there will be delays. Motorists and tourists and commuters can just simply expect delays.
Within the refuge, all Skelak Wildlife Recreation Area trails, campgrounds, and day use areas are closed until further notice. A number of other trails and campgrounds are closed as well. Certain access routes within the refuge have been closed since earlier this month. And while crews are fighting this blaze, Casey says it's important for residents and visitors to be careful not to start any new fires, especially as hot, dry weather is expected to continue in South Central. National Weather Service meteorologist Sean Baines says there's no significant precipitation in the forecast, but temperatures in the mid-70s are expected. Anchorage set a daily high temperature record Sunday of 78 degrees. Baines says southerly winds are expected Monday afternoon through Tuesday, bringing more smoke to the Anchorage area. On Monday, the State Division of Forestry announced a burn suspension for the Kenai Peninsula. That means no open burning or burning in barrels until further notice. Small campfires are permitted but must be properly extinguished. Open fires are also prohibited in Anchorage right now due to high fire danger. In Anchorage, I'm Abby Collins.